Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Matt, Jay, Alana, and Zach.
Yeah, we are.
And today we're talking about Daredevil Born Again, episodes 2 and 3, and playing Fortnite. It's been a long time since we played Fortnite.
A whole 2 weeks.
Or as Guru calls it, the game where you fly, and then you shoot, and then you get in a car and drive around.
Yeah.
And then you do it all over again.
And then if you do it really well, you could do it again next time.
That's right. Well, you'll be doing it next time anyway.
It probably does seem very repetitive to the lame person.
Anyway, so shall we jump into Daredevil?
It was appropriate that we did these two episodes because it was almost kind of like a two-parter.
Yeah, it really did feel like a miniseries. It could have been a miniseries.
It was like a small. It was like the first arc
of the Law and Order episode.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Yeah. I think I agree with a lot of the first episode was boring, but I thought the second one was good.
Oh, see, I liked the first episode.
Like, I live in reality. I'm like, this is the fastest trial that's ever happened.
It's a superhero.
Just believe for a 5 goddamn minutes.
I'm also like, isn't New York actually like in pretty good shape?
Not in real life.
Shenanigans.
And in real life, people, you know, not have extrasensory powers, and are there such a thing as amulets that give people enhanced strength?
Oh my god, his outfit looks freaking terrible.
Well, it was just them one shot. They didn't need to invest, they weren't going to invest a lot in it. Sorry, I'm channeling Jay.
Anyway,
I liked his outfit.
So we can get back on track. So in the beginning, is it Hector on his way? And somebody is like, the streets aren't safe anymore. We got guys in spider outfits and guys with skulls on their chests.
It's Wilson Fisk. He's doing his
some
random character in the universe.
Yeah. It says, this is New York. We don't need, we don't need vigilantes. I don't like vigilantes. Vigilantes bad.
So
I like the little. Ooh.
So if they're setting up a whole, like, vigilantes versus not vigilantes. Is that going to be the conflict?
There's someone coming up to you. No, I mean,
Redditors think it's going to be all about cops.
Yeah,
like Watchmen.
Yeah, I guess
police brutality and all that.
Like the whole season.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe not the whole season.
I guess I could see that.
Hello, Deadpool.
What do the Redditors say?
They said there's a storyline where the Punisher works with Daredevil to take down a bunch of cops who are wearing his logo and doing stuff in his name.
If the Punisher is mad about cops executing criminals, that's pretty hypocritical.
Why?
The Punisher is hypocritical.
He does that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
He doesn't approve of cops, much less cops that do it in his names, and that's canon.
Well, Jay, I think he does approve of cops.
No,
in general.
He doesn't. No.
Not at all?
Who does he approve of?
Not them. Because they don't get the job done. If they got the job done, he wouldn't have his job.
You told me he does approve of cops that kill people?
He just doesn't approve of cops in general. And he especially doesn't approve of people killing in his name.
Okay. Only I can kill in my name. All right. Yeah, so Wilson Fisk's addressing. He says vigilantes are bad.
Right.
Right. So then we have... Then we have the subway fight, and the cop's death is the most cartoonish.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was so ridiculous. You know?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was kind of intense. It actually worked for me.
It's also kind of predictable. Like, you're going to fight in a subway platform. Someone's getting hit by a train.
Well, and also, I don't want to sound too much like Alana, but you don't hear the train coming until like it's already there. Like it's completely silent platform that Trevs goes up and then he immediately gets hit by the train.
I'm gonna channel Jay and say, in the heat of the moment, there probably is sound, but they can't hear it because it's too intense, too much fighting.
Yeah, there's too much grunting and bashing
and manly
enjoyment.
Also, do you remember when you were a kid and you were told like don't play on the train tracks because the sound of the train you won't necessarily hear it like goes too quickly. You get hit before you hear it.
Yeah, like actual train tracks.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, as long as we're being skeptical, I was skeptical that this guy would run in and fight two people. I was like, no New Yorker would do that, but then it's revealed he's a superhero.
Right.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Some New York.
Uh-oh, the storm.
Oh, shit. I'm going the wrong way. I was going towards Jay. Jay, what the fuck?
Why would you go towards me?
I wasn't paying attention to the map.
Never go towards Jay.
Okay, anyways.
I'd have a rocket.
So the next thing I have is Wilson Fisk is like, this big hole in the ground, I'm going to fix this big hole in the ground. by telling people to fix it.
And well, before that, Matt goes and tells the guy he's going to be his lawyer. I don't feel
that. Yeah, I don't, didn't feel the need to mention all that detail.
Like,
that was worth interrupting.
I'm just going to notes that I want to talk about. It made me wonder, do you think the big hole was caused by a superhero?
Yeah,
it kind of looks like it.
Did you want this golden shotgun?
It definitely looks like a ground and pound.
Caused by the Red Hulk.
Or maybe it's caused by someone dressed as a spider.
Wow, that would be...
could be.
Definitely, is there a hint to...
I'm dressed as a spider.
So the Kingpin uses his authority just to tell the guy to do it, and never seems to... Nothing, like, happens. I thought he was going to get his comeuppance somehow, but then he didn't.
Yeah, we'll see. If he still might, I guess.
There's a team here.
All right, don't be too aggressive.
I didn't know they were here.
So then BB Urek and Daniel team up to get closer to the Kingpin. So I guess BB Urek is going to be like an actual character.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I guess that.
Where were we?
So the conversation between the Kingpin and BB, where he says, was it your dad? Ben Urek was a good man. I was like, didn't the Kingpin kill him? Okay, I was like, didn't the Kingpin kill Ben Urek?
That doesn't mean he doesn't think he's a good man.
Right.
He was a good writer. He was a fair and just writer who covered the issues fair. But yeah, I mean, probably why he's like okay with it. I do think it's funny that David gets like played by the reporter, by BB. Like, yeah, that's why we went out. What are you thinking? Mutual benefit.
The reason why I asked if the Kingpin killed Ben Urich was just trying to remember what happened in the Netflix series. I didn't realize they would be referencing it so much.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised that they did reference it so much as well.
So there's a good scene where the commissioner calls out Fisk.
Oh, that part was great.
Great.
Was it the commissioner or was it somebody else?
At the funeral?
No, it was the commissioner. Yeah,
I thought it might have been. I mixed up the commissioner and the DA. I didn't even tell that DA.
He's the police commissioner.
No, definitely. They look totally different.
Way different. The commissioner is like tall and lanky. Not even really lanky, but like.
Yeah, right.
Definitely has some years on him.
Right. So, there's the hearing, and the judge is a dick. He doesn't care what Matt has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, as typical New York judges, there are no nonsense.
I think Matt kind of deserves after the shit he pulled.
Well, that's
a later.
That hasn't happened yet.
I know, but like the judge knew somehow.
All New York judges know lawyers are scumbags.
Yeah, he knew. Maybe Matt Murdock has a reputation.
I'm sure he does.
He's ridiculous in this two-parter.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I. That's what I kind of liked about it, actually. He's like, I do what I got to do. I don't care what people think of me. All right.
So Cherry finds the white tiger suit, and Matt has to argue that it's not relevant to the case, which is like,
hey, Matt's back.
He goes and they talk to Hector's wife, and they're having marital problems. Right. So they find the white tiger costume, and they talk about how it should be inadmissible.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell people about it.
What do you guys think?
I think it was a well-played thing. I thought he played it well. I mean, because, you don't want people talking about how he's a vigilante and goes out and hurts people, especially someone, who kills a cop.
It's true. It's not relevant to the question of whether or not he killed this cop or not. Are we talking
not even, it's not that relevant. It's just, it's hurtful to bring it up to the case. It'll definitely 100% hurt the case. If you didn't plan for it properly. Someone's rezzing right next to us, by the way.
I think I got him.
Bring the med mist.
Fuck. Watch out, guys. I took some damage. Damaggio. Right. I lost my good gun. Car.
All right.
Ooh. Nice, dude.
There's snipers on the other side of the roof.
Where? In the gas station?
I think so.
All right. You guys want to get out of here?
Yeah, should we take the Cybertruck?
Yeah. Wait, let's kill these guys first.
Yeah.
Okay, so the commissioner gets his family gets threatened.
They're rising in the bush. I'm going.
The second episode? Cybertruck?
No, it's in the first episode.
I know. It took Fisk like all of one setback to go back to his dirty ways.
Okay, never mind.
You guys saw that, right?
Yeah, we noticed.
Oh, geez.
He's got it left. Got it left.
Taking fire. I got hit.
There's a bunch of people on the right.
Run behind the rock.
I'm out of ammo.
You guys gotta get out of there, Alana.
Okay.
Get the car and run. Oh, what are you doing down there?
I was getting ammo.
Turn around.
Ah!
Fuck this. I'm out of here. Go like
where are you guys? Ah!
What the heck?
Okay.
What? What are you doing? You could pick that up in the car.
No, I couldn't. The car rolled away.
Wait, Alana, how did you die?
Deathstroke ran up and stabbed me.
Okay. All right, like, don't get out of the car. You can do it. Okay?
You just pick it up on the road?
You just drive over it. Just drive over it. Not like that. Cybertruck's about to blow up.
I drove over it. Did it work?
Yes, it did work. And now the car's going to blow up. Yeah, nice, dude. All
right, point me to the spot. Point me to where I got to go.
Just leave. Just get out of there.
Mark the spot, though.
I can't even see where you are on the map.
Way over there. You got to go this way.
To the storm?
Go to blue. Go to blue. Go to blue.
Okay.
All right. So
cross the river. Cross the water.
The commish threatens to resign. And I did the far. I marked the far one because that next one's too close. He threatens to resign, and then this is interesting. He finally kind of reveals that he's still gonna act like a mobster. He threatens the commissioner's wife and son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like he says one setback, and he's like, best I can do is threaten your family.
Yeah.
No, Jay, no, that's where the storm is. I mean, Zach, no, the storm. Zach!
It's fine.
It's not fine.
Go, Zach, go.
Yeah, it's done. Stop
moving. It's done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. Okay, and then so he suppresses the White Tiger evidence. Then Matt follows the guy. I guess it's...
There's a great part where he says to the judge, look, he wasn't wearing his magic amulet. And I can't believe that Charlie Cox would be able to say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
I know, right?
The hard-boiled detective show.
I guess the storm's going to be moving. Be careful. It's going to move quick.
Yeah, I got a car.
Alana, you want to ride?
I just started running.
Well, I'm directly behind you with a car.
Is there extra seats in that?
Yay!
That was a one-seater.
Yeah. Woo. All right. 90 shafts. Let's go. Fuck.
Yeah. So I like the scene with them arguing the points because, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it really does throw Matt off of his game because, what is he going to do? He definitely did not plan for that. So it works out well. They follow the cop, Powell.
Actually, guys, I had a question. Did they explain what the deal is with White Tiger in the Netflix show? I don't remember.
Wasn't in the Netflix show. I don't think, right?
No. He was just... He's just
also, who's this like fixer guy hanging out with Daredevil?
He's been in it.
He was
been
the
what?
Cop that retired
this
in the
show.
First episode.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the officer that retired in the first show.
In the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
And then finds out that it's Daredevil is Matt and is like, so now he's like all about it, about helping.
See?
Yeah. What's his name? White Tiger felt like the kind of person who would have been in the Netflix show, but I couldn't recall. Watch out, guys. We're running a long time.
They might have made a bigger deal out of it, I guess, if he had been on the show before.
So Matt Murdock looks at a church. I guess that's the closest thing we're going to get to
to the amazing scene.
We'll see.
What scene? The scene where he like sits on the cross on the roof?
Yeah.
It's in every Daredevil.
The best scene.
Yeah.
Yep. Heather, we get a reveal where Heather is seeing Fisk as a patient.
Yeah, both of them, couples counseling. Back to the cars, you guys.
Reda called her the Queen Pin. I like it.
Reda? Yeah.
She calls herself the Queen.
The Queen Pin?
No, they just call her the Queen because she's the Queen.
Well, she's the Queen. I'm coming! Oh my god! Okay,
you're the one who's always worried about the storm, and now here we are taking damage because
Zach ran into a tree!
I'm the one who's worried about the storm. Okay, so... Let's see. Well, Matt finds the Torres, and there's an exciting scene where Torres out, and he meets the dirty cops for the first time, and we discover one of them has a Punisher tattoo. So I guess the Punisher's.
I think it's interesting how they all have these Punisher things, and Matt can't see them because he is actually blind.
He could probably. Oh crap. You can probably feel the impressions in their
If he touched them, he's not gonna go and start groping the cops.
Groping.
Maybe the audience is gonna be aware of it, but the character won't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly a lot of information to learn. They're dirty cops. Dirty cops.
Who love another dirty cop.
Yeah. It's just a big dirty cop love affair.
Cops that kill and
cops that steal.
Even cops that kill. Speaking of killing, they're ready to kill Matt Murdock like right then and there, which is crazy.
Which that was crazy.
Why? Yeah.
Because.
But then it's true. It's like, you know, who knows that he's there?
Oops, Matt Murdock disappeared. Oops, I guess he took over. I guess he took the wrong step off of a subway. Whoops.
Whoops. Yeah,
not our problem.
You know, the cops could do anything, man. They're too powerful, man.
It's like a Batman story, man.
Man, yeah.
And I guess Matt doesn't seem to mind that they figure out that he's a fighter.
I liked
he didn't want to do it, but
What's the alternative?
Yeah, let him shoot him.
I liked how he was willing to just like let them beat him up, but then once they were gonna kill him, he was like, "No, don't make me do it."
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't kill them because he's Daredevil.
I thought he did. I mean, that head crunch.
I thought that guy was dead for sure.
And like the busted arm and all. I was like, good gracious.
Okay, so then episode 3 starts with a stereotypical Irish criminal in a stick up. He gets stuck up. Maybe we should wait until the end of this fight.
Yeah, let's do that.
Jake, pull back to the.
I can't pull up back.
He doesn't have an S button, remember?
I'm out of bullets.
Well, then get
in. On me. Shawnee, no!
Shawnee?
Go up, Zach.
Okay. The baseball player. Otani.
Is he okay?
Otani killed me.
He killed Jack.
He's in Fortnite?
Yeah.
Everybody's in Fortnite.
That was the new release.
I'm not in Fortnite.
Hey, get the easy kills on the right. Finish those kills. Yeah.
I'm going for the crown.
Shit,
the storm, right under.
Cover me, Porkins.
Oh, no.
In the trees. Yeah, Zach. Push him. Push him, Zach. Watch out for Otani. He's a vicious bastard.
Fuck.
Yeah. Take that, Otani.
No.
Hold on.
I'm stuck in the storm.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Popped him in the face like Daredevil popped the cops.
Yeah, those dirty cops. And then did you guys like where he was like,
He keeps yelling.
He's been yelling a lot in this series.
Yeah. a lot of primal screams.
Okay, so
I don't know how I feel about that.
So we get these Irish criminals get killed in
Quick question. Do you think he went back and cleaned up, or do you think the dirty cops cleaned up?
Apartment?
Yeah. Because
apartment. Yeah.
If Daredevil didn't clean up, his blood is all over that thing. You saw that big old hot glue glob.
But the cops aren't gonna. The real cops aren't going to investigate because then they would say, "Wow, your guys' blood and Matt Murdock's blood is all over here."
Yeah, but no plausibility. Plausibility of we went to go found a druggie, and we got jumped, and then we got our asses beat. And oh, surprise, Matt Murdock was there. He should be thrown off this case.
You mean a blind guy beat you up?
Not just that, interference and the fact that he's there and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
I think the cops didn't want
to. Not cool.
I think the cops didn't want to call attention to Torres. I didn't have a problem with that.
Or did Torres not want the other cops there? I mean, like, I was just like, who's cleaning this up? Because I mean, if anything, Daredevil definitely wants that cleaned up because he doesn't want to be tied to anything there, and he definitely doesn't want to be like, oh. And the cops, obviously, it's an embarrassment. I mean, Kingpin doesn't like when he has to admit that kind of shit. So, I mean, I was just like, there's a. That big old wad of blood. One of them is cleaning it up?
I think the cops are cleaning it up. That's what I think.
The one with only one arm?
Anyway.
Yeah, or their friends. I mean, they obviously have a lot of friends in the department.
Yeah.
Right? All those cops that came to support them. Were we up to Powell's testifying?
No, we're up to the beginning of episode 3 where a couple of Kingpin guys are supposed to like rob a truck, but it goes wrong and they get killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it didn't go wrong. The guys who had the truck were blown away by the guys who were robbing the truck.
Well, they weren't supposed to get blown away. They talk about that later.
Right. But it was they got blown away for dumb reasons. Like the one guy like was slow to give them his wad, and they were like, we're gonna kill you both now. Pop pop.
Right.
That's right. It's related to the scene later on where Vanessa tries to make peace between the warring gangs.
Because, I mean, it was someone else's turf.
They're looking for reasons to kill each other, and you know, they're just being.
Yeah, it wasn't a robbery gone bad. It was a robbery gone right. So happens, on top of it, someone died.
Yeah, I guess so.
So then we have stuff from the BB report asking random citizens about Daredevil, and I realized something. Do you guys think the BB report is supposed to be like The Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah, I think so. It definitely gives that kind of.
I mean, I don't think The Dark Knight Returns invented that trope.
Well, remember on The Dark Knight Returns, they had people like interspliced.
Yes, but I don't think that it came. Like, I don't think Frank Miller invented that.
You know, I like it.
Okay.
Let me have this. Okay. So,
You know who would know is Rob. You should like ask him next week.
So
it's a good way to break it up. I think. Oh, I like it.
I mean, it's really common now with like Instagrammers on the street, like accosting people for interviews.
Yeah, but they use it a lot in this show. It's like, I feel like it's constant.
Exactly. But, yeah. Like the amateurs. Anyway, so we see the Kingpin again, and he has his wounded knuckles, which I guess is the implication he's been beating that up. We just never see it.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from.
Maybe he that's how he works out.
Yeah,
he's still doing business. His dirty, dirty business.
Yeah, that's right. Matt has
the boxing.
Matt has another really good scene where he confronts that cop in the bathroom.
Yeah,
the cop is like, "So you're a blind guy who can fight?" And I was wondering where is this going to go? It turns out it didn't really go much anywhere.
Turns out no. Yeah, but that's okay. So then Powell testifies. He's like, "Yeah, we were standing there minding our own business when this guy attacked us for no reason."
Yeah,
so, a jerk.
So it made me wonder, like, does the cop know about the magic amulet?
No.
How could he know that?
I don't know, because some of the way he was talking made it kind of sound like he knew more than he was letting on.
He knew he was a dirty cop.
Of this guy.
Yeah. So they bring Torres in, and they need to use, like, a double car trick, like from the Dark Knight.
Yep.
They think he's in the van, but he's not. It occurred to me, it's like, gee, sure would be nice if they had a vigilante to protect him.
They don't need a vigilante.
As it turns out,
they could do it themselves. But yeah, that was good. It was a good twist when Jerry opens it up the back and he's not there. There was also a good twist too when the motorcycle cop like seems like he's gonna leave them alone and then psych, there he is.
Oh no!
Was that really a twist? You did not.
It was a little bit of a twist. Yeah. I liked it.
Okay, so Torres lies. We're making great progress here, guys. Good job. So Torres lies on the stand. The cops are able to get to him. Again, like Batman.
Which is also, and Matt is like, I can't believe this. I'm blown away. It's kind of like, really? That was my kind of like, really? You didn't see it coming? Come on.
After 10 years of lawyering.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think necessarily the cops got to him as much as that. He was just ended up being a coward.
Yeah.
They're all staring at him.
It's not like they came after him while he was on the hunt and was like, eh. No, he was just in it.
I mean, they came into his house.
A while ago, but like not in the since he was saved by Matt, right? It's not like they tampered.
Witness tamper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our cases are blown. We have nothing. And
I know. That's like, who would have thought that this random guy would be more scared of the cops than me?
Yeah, than me. Matt Murdock.
Plus, he was high as a guy.
Right, that was the other thing, too. I was wondering if they were going to make anything out of that.
So, why were they beating him up in the first place?
Who?
They wanted something from him.
He's an informer.
I don't know.
They probably wanted more information that he wasn't willing to part with. Maybe he was being brave for a change.
I mean, he was an informant. They were roughing up to get information from him.
If he's an informant, why didn't he just tell them?
Because sometimes you don't want to inform about the wrong people.
Yeah.
They're dirty cops. They're one of those drugs.
You can end up wearing cement overshoes, you know?
Just ask the Kingpin. Speaking of the Kingpin, turns out Vanessa's the one doing the crimes.
Well, we knew that from the first episode.
Yeah, we did know that.
But she's continuing to do it.
She took over the Empire. Kingpin's not involved.
Are you attacking this team?
Yeah, it's a very wide open space.
There's two different teams. I would shoot all of them.
I recommend shooting all of them.
Can you put a ping down?
Yeah. So with no other cards left, Matt reveals that he is in fact the White Tiger, Hector Ayala.
And everyone's like, what an unprofessional piece of shit.
Professional? Matt. You do what you gotta do? You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, that was unprofessional. The judge is never gonna trust him in any trial ever again.
I did find it pretty funny that he argued with equal tenacity and skill against the position that he had earlier. That's totally relevant.
Car. Oh, wait, no, that's it.
This is the NPCs.
Yeah, NPC cars. Yeah, that was funny too when he like used. He was like, it speaks to credibility.
He's a good guy.
He's a bad guy. I'll distract him. Jay, get him.
Got him.
There's another guy. Watch out.
Up.
Maybe on top.
Got him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So they reveal him. They get the lawyer double talk. We talked about that. And then he put all these people on the stand about what it means to be the White Tiger. That is definitely something I've wanted to know.
Well, all of these things.
What is it like?
All the people he has helped. And And, you know, they never really tied it into Matt, you know, like, Matt, wow, this guy's making such a difference in the lives of people. Maybe you should help. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like go back and become
like go
Daredevil.
Back to being Daredevil.
Yeah, like they never really talked about that.
Well, Cherry does. Cherry hints at it. Cherry, like...
Who's Cherry?
The cop!
It's Cherry.
It's not Jerry, like Ben and Jerry?
No, it's Cherry.
I'm going to have a little harder time taking it seriously. I believe you.
Yeah. Anyway, so they talk about all the people that he saved, and Matt Murdock is like, these cops, you know, he's your friend. Look at this man. He is your friend. It did make me wonder who the cops were going to side with. And I'm retreating. Yeah,
I'm putting a bunker down.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Yep, you're welcome.
Oh, come on. They're almost dead.
Ah, he's right here. Whoa. Sorry, I put the thing in the wrong spot.
Knocked him into the med mist.
Is he still alive?
Nope.
Fuck, I didn't realize you guys are all dead. I would have played differently.
Good effort. Good effort, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so I was wondering, like, who are the police going to side with? It's a good question.
Well, we start to see them siding with Matt. And yeah, so in the end, we'll see what happens. I mean, because they do appreciate him and all the work that he's done. But, I mean, in the end, it doesn't even really matter, does it, anymore?
In the end, it doesn't even matter. Nope.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good ploy. I thought I did not expect that tactic to come out. And, I like the DA just being like, you have some good days, you have some bad days. Bad days, he kills a cop. And you're like, wait, what?
Well, I mean, he did make a good point that just because he's a good person doesn't mean it's like impossible for him to have done this crime. Anything's, but the problem is it's literally his word versus the cops.
Right. So you have to build upon the character. Which also, I mean, Daredevil had a bad day and he tried to kill Bullseye. So yeah, absolutely accurate statement.
He did kill Bullseye, but Bullseye came back.
Yeah, see?
Let's see if they explain that.
The DA was correct. I like how Cherry is like, hey, yeah. And then was like, oh, so meaningful. Matt, you should listen to your own words.
Yep.
Okay, so then the DA has the counter arguments. He gives a graphic description of what it's like to be hit by a train, which I don't think really applies here because I seem to remember the cop was in midair when the train hit him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's not get hung up on the technicalities. The jury finds him not guilty on anything.
On all counts, yeah. Which you guys thought, were you guys surprised by that? I thought they might have him on a minor charge, but I guess not.
Not if, I mean, you're
not for TV.
Well, you're brought upon very specific charges. The jury can't just be like, instead of all these, we are now going to do these instead. Like, you have to judge him based off of what the initial charges
are. Yeah, he was charged with manslaughter, which I could totally see, because he was in a fight.
And he did accidentally kill someone, which is what manslaughter's for.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Oh, wait, can I make a point? Sorry, what about, where's the security cameras? There's no security cameras.
New York?
This isn't the UK.
Yeah,
New York?
New York. Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't think they have it.
No.
Yeah,
they were
only in the more new renovated ones. And even then, they don't really have many at all. Well, it's times you ever see video footage of someone else's footage.
Nice. But like, there's no footage like up from the station or like the rest of the stores out front or anything?
No.
I mean, nah, dude, come on.
No, it's New York.
There would be no story.
It's not even a story thing. No, there is none. I mean, okay. DC doesn't even really have very good coverage.
Yeah.
We have way fewer metro stations. So Fisk plots, and then at the stinger, he becomes the White Tiger again and is immediately killed.
Yeah.
That was terrible. When he dies, he walks down the street and then a guy steps out next to him and shoots him. You don't look around every once in a while. I guess
he looked at both sides. He heard screams from both sides, so he looked at both sides and then he proceeded to the one and was popped. And maybe his ambulance saves him. Who knows?
I don't think so.
Maybe it brings him back. Maybe he has 9 lives.
That is funny though. He looked both ways before crossing the street.
Yeah, that's right. First.
So guys, do you think the idea is the Kingpin set up a trap for him?
No.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to think that the Kingpin killed him. But it was probably the cops getting revenge.
Yeah, because of the Punisher.
Yeah.
Well, they could have been working together.
Oh, yeah. Because.
But I was like, what a hypocrite of Fisk to be like, we have to obey the rule of law, but it's okay if I blackmail and also kill the White Tiger. Oh.
Ronnie figured it out. Fisk doesn't always
practice. What a dick.
What a bad guy.
The commissioner was right.
I'm convinced this guy sucks. I thought he was okay before, but now.
Yeah, he just wants power, as usual.
I can excuse the murder, but the hypocrisy is the worst part.
That's right. Yeah, the murder I can understand. Zach, you didn't talk about his victory dinner with Heather. All those scenes are just like, oh my god. Get her out of here.
I skipped that stuff.
Yeah, this what woman out of here.
Why do you hate a successful woman, man?
Yeah.
It's like I said last episode, they found a love interest. Matt, get over here, please. A love interest somehow even more boring than Carrie Page. Got it.
Yep. Nailed it. Yeah, she's just boring. Although the couple's therapy might be interesting if they actually talk about interesting stuff. But
romance and love.
It's like The Sopranos.
Hearts and
nope. No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Don't interest you, Matt. You're cold-blooded, cold-hearted.
That's right. Superheroes. Punching.
So that's that's episodes 2 and 3. Anyone have any thoughts?
I like them. It was like Law and Order.
But I like the Law and Order parts.
Looked really silly and was kind of silly.
He did look silly. I agree about that. I definitely agree about that.
I liked it. I'm gonna try to make one.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I lied.
I mean, it's pretty similar to Moon Knight, one of the Moon Knights.
I guess so.
Yeah,
by two teams.
Enemies close.
Yep, I have two teams.
We're split.
I think it's a bot.
There's another team on Hill.
Okay, is it time for questions of the day?
Got them. Anna, what did you think? You thought they were boring?
Yeah, I did. The trial was way too fast. Should have taken like 5 years.
It was boring, and it should have been longer.
Yeah, that's. they should have not had it.
They should have drawn it out more.
He should just be Daredevil.
Now you sound like me.
Yeah,
that's what we're all waiting for.
By the way, I thought last week was one of our best episodes ever.
Oh wow!
Right here.
Is it because I was right? Well, why did you like it so much, dude?
I just thought everybody was on and doing well and saying funny stuff. And
I like the part when we were riffing about Daredevil, the Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah,
we can always riff on Daredevil.
What is everyone's familiarity with Daredevil?
Fuck!
What are you doing?
There's many enemies around.
Stop fucking!
Watch out, Alana.
Jay, be careful.
I'm helping Jay. Oh no, Jay's dead.
Oh, I wanted to help Jay. They got me.
Zach, Matt, get over here.
Oh, they're about to kill you too. Oh, there's a million people around.
Oh my god,
I only expected two. I did not expect five.
It's okay. I want to play Dominion anyway.
I did not expect to have five people around me. Everyone stopped fighting and everyone just pointed their guns at me and shot at the same time.
Is it multiple teams?
It's like three teams. They all pointed their guns at me and they all shot me at once. I went down like a chomp.
That's right, right.
So are we doing one more or are we doing Dominion?
No, Dominion,
please. Guys. We're going to duplicate with that attitude.
Speaking of Fortnite, I finished Invincible.
I haven't started.
Me neither.
It was extremely gory.
Yeah.
And kind of like repetitive. Are you spending like millions of dollars on Fortnite skins?
That sounds like Invincible.
Just grind, Alana. You wouldn't understand.
Grind.
The grind.
It's just 8 hours a day playing.
It's the grind.
All right. Be right back while this loads.
The only one when.
Already up. Spring raid. Okay. All right. Everybody. So we're good. We've said all we want to say about Daredevil.
I think so.
Yeah. Right. I'm kind of glad it's not amazing. I feel like when it's not that good, we have more stuff to talk about.
I didn't think it was that bad. Like I had no problem with any of it, except his woman.
Who's woman?
The therapist who's gonna die.
Yeah, it's boring.
He's gonna die. Oh, guys, no, I actually
she's gonna
thought.
Work for Kingpin.
She's gonna be a thrall. She's gonna be like, Kingpin's gonna be like, man, I took your woman.
I also feel like the Netflix show, like Daredevil, was like cucked. They were like, it was kind of funny. Like it had more interesting
like jokes,
funny, like not like one line like Marvel, just like yeah, and like this is like I don't know, Matt's so like boring.
There's some funny jokes.
Like what?
Like him and Cherry making fun of him. There's you just got
there's
you
a
gotta
couple,
put,
there's a there's,
you gotta put the phone down and actually watch.
There's a couple of beats, but yeah, I mean the Netflix one, they knew they had more time, they needed and more opportunity to build up the. Daredevil, whereas now everyone is expected to know who Daredevil is and all the trauma that he's gone through. Plus, I think they're just trying to power through it as quick as they can because I don't think they really wanted to do the series.
I think he bounced off Foggy especially well, and his banter with the woman lawyer is not that good.
Yeah,
I would agree about that.
Yeah.
Guys, I had a thought, actually. Do you think the fact that the White Tiger gets easily killed by that cop means, and this would be a new twist for superhero shows, that the cops could easily kill the vigilantes if they wanted to, they just don't?
I mean, well, no. But
then I guess if the cops could, then surely the criminals could do the same, right?
Yeah, I think it was because White Tiger is so new and inexperienced.
What?
Whereas,
what? But he didn't have all these people saying how great he is.
Yeah, but I mean, he did it in the amount of time that Daredevil has been away. So we know it's not that huge amount of a time. I mean, it's a year or two, maybe, probably at best, has been away. But I mean, we also know, like, I mean, there's versed in their trading. He's just an everyday person who does it.
I think the Kingpin put out a hit on him. I guess we'll find out.
It was called the cops. They had the Punisher tattoo. Like, there's nothing to argue about. It's no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Ops.
Yeah.
And the commissioner works for Fisk.
No, the commissioner hates Fisk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's
okay,
actively going fighting him.
Anyway, questions of the day? Time?
Is Fisk does Fisk own the cops?
No, not really.
No.
I think he does. We'll find out.
I mean, he now has power over the cops through the commissioner to a degree, but the cops are commissioner is definitely gonna try to subvert him as much as possible. Out of spite and anger.
Question number one comes to us courtesy of Guru. Are there any clocks you keep intentionally fast or slow? And if so, why?
No.
And I will say, while you guys think about it, no. But what? But on that topic, my wife, all of the clocks that are like her clocks, like the clocks that are like on her side of the bed or her...
Jay, play your pirate.
I'm playing it.
Or her... car, they become fast, and it's just hers. She has like some kind of like temporal field that causes clocks to go fast, and I can't explain it. And mine don't act like that.
Mystery.
Say that again.
It's beyond human comprehension.
Say that again.
All of Naomi's clocks, like, they speed up.
It's like he's in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like her car and the one on her bedside table, and none of the other clocks do that. Like, my car doesn't do that, so it's very strange.
Crazy.
Yeah, but no, there's no, not, and it drives me crazy. I don't like, because it changes, too. It's like, sometimes it's like a minute fast, and then 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes. So, yeah, not a fan.
Weird. So I don't keep any clock intentionally fast or slow, but I do notice that in Guru's house, a lot of the clocks are, like, slow for some reason.
And is that on purpose?
No, I don't think so. I think it just happens. It's very strange, though. Alana? Oh, Alana said no. You want to elaborate on that?
Definitely not.
Okay. I used to keep my car clock 6 minutes fast. So that way I knew I was early. If I were on time, I still had, like, just as a little extra motivation for my, when I got to client sites, just to give myself a little extra buffer and to bother me. But then I would do the math anyways in my head and. But it also helped because it kept my attention, because then I would do the math and then I'd be awake and alert and all that good stuff. So it was like a twofold thing. As of right now, I don't think I keep any clocks early anymore. My car clock is on time now. Yeah, no, I don't think so. If I had to manually set a clock, probably I would. But I'd probably have something like 5 minutes early just to like grab my attention. It's mostly just to grab my attention. Yeah. Not just that, just to go, wait, what time is it? And you go, okay, no, I'm good.
Hi, Jay. Huh. Who played Vault?
Me.
How dare, why, how could you?
It's a really good card.
But it makes us have to wait 20 minutes to take a turn.
Maybe people need to pay attention.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe I was talking.
But the whole point is you're supposed to be able to talk and play at the same, how do you do Fortnite?
Not easily.
Because I don't have to read and strategize. I go and I shoot.
Let's go blast, blast, blast. So anyway, question number two.
All right, question number two. Question number two comes to us courtesy of Zach. Would you rather go every time you drink or every time you eat? Which I feel like is a total ripoff of my great other question. But
it's an homage. Also, you said it wrong. It's, would you rather go every time you drink or go every time you eat?
Every time you take a bite?
Yeah.
Every time I eat.
No, I'd rather do the drink. After every bite, you go,
It'd be annoying either way.
I also eat super fast, so I feel like I'm just like,
Yeah, I would just go.
Well, I also eat quickly, so for that reason, I will also say the drink. The drink you want.
But I also take bigger bites. So I would just be like, Meanwhile, if I'm at a bar having a beer or having a drink with people going, that would annoy me more because you can't sip and drink and say at the same time. The is air pushing out, right? So you can't do it.
It's a problem.
I did not notice City was in this game.
In the city.
Alana, what do you say?
Maybe the food one. Yeah.
Okay.
I could just shove the whole thing in my mouth.
I suppose that's
you only have to go once.
Wait, Zach, why do you eat fast?
I don't know, I just do.
Okay.
Just part of who I am, man.
That's just how Zach's roll.
What about the pop? All those years of the pop-up award, it didn't do anything?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, question number three will come to us courtesy of the hot seat. Ooh, here we go. What is something you have learned from someone on the call? I've learned a lot of things from Alana. Yeah. No, of course, none come to mind at the moment. Nothing specific.
Learned you shouldn't date witches from Jay.
What?
Don't date witches.
Don't date witches.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a life lesson everyone should learn.
I learned how to set up an Ethernet cable, a better way to set up an Ethernet cable from Alana.
I learned from Matt about, he's like, sometimes women just want to be heard. They don't want you to solve their problems.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. I've heard it from other things too, but I heard it from Matt first.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure Matt didn't come up with that.
Dario.
Doesn't matter. I still learned it from him.
Yeah.
Let's see. I learned a lot of DC knowledge from all of you.
You mean the city?
From me?
No.
No, not the city. Foolish fools.
Oh, DC Comics. Okay.
Yeah. Back to DC Universe. Passover stuff from Alana and Zach. Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that.
I learned. It should be from each person on the call since we know each other so well. From Zach, I learned a lot about Northern Ireland history.
From Alana, I learned about wedding stuff.
From Jay, I learned about car stuff.
And Alana also told me things about business and taxes. Okay, go ahead, dude.
And Marvel lore. More than I ever wanted to know about Marvel lore.
Do you want more info dumps?
Ever wanted to know.
Did you know about Wanda?
Yeah. Cool. All right. Did everybody said everything?
I think so. All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Oh, wait, guys, we have one last thing to discuss. The new logo.
Yeah.
After much tinkering, we finally got a version that works. Sorry,
Ty. That was such a pain in the ass trying to figure out what.
It looks great.
Where?
It's a huge improvement over the old one. Wow, Alana, you don't.
Listen
and subscribe? What's wrong with you?
Subscribe. I thought I was the one who updated the logo in all places. The logo?
I don't remember agreeing to that.
Who has the password to the Spotify account?
Spotify account? We use Castos.
Well, someone's fixed it in Spotify. Yeah, oh, this logo. I've seen that.
Yeah, you've seen that. It just took a lot of meandering and to get.
So. Correct. Ta-da! Yeah. It's almost like we're... It's almost like we're a real podcast.
Yeah.
Almost.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So thank you to our artist. And thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/NCSlanty.
Oh, no.
And group with us next time.
Now they'll know when to find us.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs. Come for the banter. Come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.